is a story that is missing in the Torah. We had in the last parsha, we're finishing the parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu goes with his wife, with his kids to Mitzrayim. And the way they meet the Malach, he wants to kill him. Tzipora cuts the mila, and the Malach goes away. Then Hashem tells Aaron, go meet Moshe, and Aaron the Samach Beliboy. And then the parsha carries on. It doesn't say what happened to Miriam, to Moshe's wife. Where she stayed. Where she was. Nothing mentioned. Nothing mentioned what happened with her. It doesn't. It's not mentioned. Then Rashi says in the Yisroi, we have a parsha's Yisroi. Moshe Klal Yisroi go out of Mitzrayim. We finish Kiryas Yam Suf. And we start parsha's Yisroi. ויש מה ישראל כהן מידיון ויקח ישראל יש ציפוירו ישראל comes with ציפוירו אחר שילוחר מוישה רבינו bring it to Mitzrayim how she came again in Parshas Yisroi so Rashi in Parshas Yisroi adds כשאמר לה הקדוש ברוך הוא במידיון לך שוב מצרים או ויקח את אשתו ויוצא אבנו לקרוסי והפגישנו בהר האלוקים אמר לו מי הלולו who is this? It's my wife, my kids. So he told him, and where are you heading? Leichan at Ha'elech, I'm on a Mitzrayim. I'm on a Rishayim on a Mitzrayim. We're trying to take out people in Mitzrayim. We're going to power. You bring more people in? I'm on a Rechile Beisavich. Go back home. So Lechuka Aaron said very good. I'm on a Rishayim on a Mitzrayim. Sweet, thank you, sweet. So what Moshe taught? So some people say, some of the say that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to show Klal Yisrael that he really believes in that Klal Yisrael going out of Mitzrayim. If he leaves this wife there, he tells Rabbi Yisrael, come, don't be scared. They tell him, if you really didn't have a good exile, why you left your wife there? Another pshat is, he wanted her to see the Geula. To see the Geula is the Mitzvah of Yisrael. So, if you want to see the Geula, how you see the Geula? So maybe he bought her in, there's no Chumashim today. So, maybe he wanted to see the Geula. So the only way to see the Geula is he bought her in Mitzrayim, that she could see the Yetzias Mitzrayim. But he said another pshat. Kol dor v'dor chayev odom liris es atzmi kiilu hu yotzo v'mitzrayim. In the Agodah of Pesach, but the only way you feel Yetzias Mitzrayim is if you feel that you go into Mitzrayim and you go out of Mitzrayim. But if you don't feel that you go in and out of Mitzrayim, you don't feel the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So to show me, he told his wife, "Look, come into Mitzrayim, you'll feel the Geulah of Mitzrayim." So the way you feel the Geulah is you go into the Geulah and then you go out of the Geulah. We must be. So let me answer the pasuk. Vaydaber leikim el Moshe vayomer elov ani Hashem va'ero el Avrom el Yitzchok ve'el Yaakov. Zok Rashi va'ero el Aoves. What's the pshat in the Rashi? Va'ero el Avrom el Yitzchok ve'el Yaakov. So Rashi va'ero el Aoves. So this is chacham imat. Versteht man el Aoves? Va'ero el Avrom el Yitzchok ve'el Yaakov. So the Rebbe Remeir from Mishmir brings down, Rashi meant to say that I was Niro El Avrom because he was Avrom. And I was Niro to Yitzchok because he's Yitzchok. Yishakech. And I was Niro El Yitzchok because he's Yitzchok. And I was Niro El Yaakov because he's Yaakov. I was not Niro El Yitzchok because he's the son of Avram. And I was not Nira El Yaakov because he's the son of Yitzchak. Everyone was B'schus Atzmai. Especially was like the pasuk, B'shmi Hashem lo yinodati lohem. So Rashi brings down, lo yinodati ala lo yinodati. what Hashem is coming to say? Ra'ir l'avrom l'itzrak v'l'yagim b'kirshaka yushmi Hashem lo'y nodati lo'em v'gam ha'kimoyis yisbris ha'isul azar ha'saknani yitz'eretz v'gurayim.
Didn't have questions.
What? Oh. So, Chazal means not a medrash. Rashi is not next pasuk, not in this pasuk. Kishbochu tos Moshe Rabbeinu, and they didn't ask questions. And you asked the question. You said the last pasuk, the last parsha is two pasukim before the end. Umoz boi ledaber el paru b'shimcha eroisu lo maze ve'atzel lo yitzalto. You didn't help. And then I promised them, I made a shvua that I would give them the eretz, and they didn't come. Hanemar b'avtechosi. It was a tviya on Moshe Rabbeinu. But the nice was shteit. The obvious also, Hashem said, I promised them, and they never saw it. So I mentioned she also this book. Everyone read last parsha. Towards the end of the parsha, he came to the end of the parsha. Hashem tells Moshe, go to tell Paro to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Moshe goes, Paro starts to get more. Tevet, Kash. They meet Moshe Rabbeinu. Yishpoit Hashem b'neinu, they tell him, because if you were beaten up, the Sar Yisrael, the Shemter Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbon Yisrael, Matzel HaYitzalto. Hashem says, don't worry, be okay. And then they stop the parsha. He gave us a week to wait. The whole week people are wondering, people that don't remember. That's what I know. Moshe went, it looks like, you know, like these books, you know, and towards the end of the story, like, it looks like that, and the chapter finishes, yeah? Muslim shot. I don't know who the chapter is here. Yeah, Muslim shot. Shteh like about the Kisrit. The Emunah B'tochum Tikol Al Mitzrayim, Hashem says Moshe, you know, you have to follow Moshe Rabbeinu. Aaron is a Navi, he was Chuzak Ben Avuusai, you have to believe Moshe. So you think Moshe will come and make some miracles? See in the beginning, the snake, huh? Oh, we'll follow Moshe. Hashem makes it that it looks like following Moshe is the wrong step. And even so you believe, and then the Mashiach comes. Then the Emunah comes. Hashem makes it a lot of times that you follow, and you think that you will manage in the following, and you lose. And this has to be the Emunah. This is the Tzura of the goats. This is what Hashem told Moshe. This was the Tviya. Moshe came, Umeoz boi ledaber el paroi. Kivyochu was the Tviya, and Moshe, even this he never had to say. Ushmi Hashem lo yedat, yama nishom, like Moshe is briti, he said, that's what can I have, that's what can I have. Now the shayla is how you read the Pasuk Dalet. Vo'er el Avrom, el Yitzhak ve'el Yaakov be'kel Shaka, Yushmi Hashem lo yedati lohem. V'gam ha'kimoisi is brisi izom. What is v'gam ha'kimoisi? He never did it. What is v'gam ha'kimoisi?
Never did it. Why did he do it?
So he didn't do it.
He did it. He made the foundation. He said this is when he
started. V'hakimoisi is brisi lotus lemesel tz'knan. I don't think they did it yet. He didn't give it.
He didn't say he gave it.
Hakim v'gam
Hakimoisi. So, Rashi said, I think.
No.
But I told him I'm going to give it.
I'm asking what it says in the post. I almost says in Rashi. Rashi. I want to be mad, but not. What is the Pirusha Miles? The Gemara says, Mikal letchias ha-meisim in ha-teiro. Hakimoisi, I will give it to them. And I will give it to them. When was he loving? I have to give it to them. We learned that maybe to give it to the kids is also enough. The Gemara letchias ha-meisim in ha-teiro. So Rashtak optaj the pasuk, v'gam ha-kimoisi, I promised and I didn't keep it. I said, no, it's not the Pshuta Shel Mikro. The Pshuta Shel Mikro is that I was Mekayimit. So Gemara says, the Pasuk means that I love having Mekayimit. Gemara says, Mekayimit has a Meisim in the Teir. The Meisim said that he was given out to the Shvatim. So he said that the Osid Lavoi, the Shvachim will take everything and it will redivide it again. All the real estate will be divided again.
supposed to.
I had a meiser. Someone was close to me, you know, a family. And she had a very hard shidduchim. And she found the shidduch was a girl. And she didn't want to make the shidduch. She was scared she would not have a nachla in Eretz Yisrael. So she asked me that, I'm going to ask you what to do. She said she didn't do this gemara, that they'll redivide it again. And then they'll give to the gerim also.
Redivide
it
the way it was supposed to be, or the way you have to
give it out? No, again, a new divide. Look the pasuk lochein emor lebnei Yisrael ani Hashem voitzei si eschem tachas sivlis Mitzrayim one pasuk vehitzalti eschem vegoalti eschem velokachti eschem vehviyesi eschem says voitzei si eschem vehitzalti eschem vegoalti eschem velokachti eschem vehviyesi eschem pasuk chetzo vehviyesi four eschem zog the gemara. Rashi brings down an Albert Psochi. This is the reason we drink four cups of wine in Lela Seda. Can I get Alba Leshoyna Shel Geula? Vayitzeisi Eschem, Vigoalti, Vitzalti Eschem, Vigoalti Eschem, Velokachti, this is four. Vavieisi Eschem, this is Losid Laboi, this is Koshin Aliyo. It's the fifth Koshin Aliyo, Anabi. So this Nechemet asks a Kashi that in the Gemara Psochi, the Gemara says that Noshim Chayev. Rashi says, why we drink four cups? Because in Chaloyim Paro he had three srigim of grapes and he had a cup of wine in his hands, so we drink cups, four cups, can I get that? So this Nechemet has a kasha, stira in Rashi. One place, Rashi says that the reason we drink Abba Koises is can I get Abba L'Shoyna Shel Geula. Another place, Rashi says, because in Geula is Mitzrayim, and the Geula really started, and the Ran explains, where the Geula started? In the dream. Right, that Yosef started to answer the dream, so maybe he became the king, and then so the whole Tchilas Amaisa starts to open, as they say.
That's
how we got
into it.
What? Right. As they said, the Ran. The Chavan has the Kasha, the Chavan has different Mahalchim. This time we're not going to that Mahalchim. So Shemzal wanted to say that's not a Stira answer. It's full of Shani Shel Geula, but why? Maybe apples, maybe nuts. This was because of the Geula and the Chassar HaMashkim. We see wine, so we decided to take wine. From Shemzaman said another reason. Shemzaman said, Moshe, you like chocolate? How much bars of chocolate you could eat? 1, 2, 5, 10. What happens after that? Again, 20. But how much bars did you eat?
Two.
After that. So, there's one thing in the world that is no limit. Wine, the more you drink, you see the shikar gets more wild. He wants better wine. The more shikar he is, he wants more wine.
Rabbi, the day after Purim, No,
it's not shikar anymore. If he takes a break, this is the guy that's Shrein of the Pirash. He learns Iyun and he stops a second, then he can't touch the wine. This was spoken, I'm getting to that. Then I was an American, I spoke about that. This is exactly the case, I spoke about the wine, with you. A guy drinks, he doesn't stop. That's from sugar, he drinks, and he vomits and he drinks, doesn't make a difference then. If he stops for 2 days, oy. But what? If he's a chronic drinker, then even after that he drinks. Person becomes a chronic learner, so then even if he takes a break with his manim, he could carry on. But if a person is only a visitor, so when he stops, what?
No breaks.
Exactly. So I'm saying, even if he stops, he's fashikid, he wants the wine the whole time. So Shazam said, this is the sweetness of Geula. And Hashem says, people think today, oh, Mashiach will come, it'll be such a pressure, people already lachatz, yeah? The more it will come, the more we will be close, we will want more Kirvas Hashem, more Kirvas Hashem. You see it, Alam comes Yom Neroim, the Gdele Ador, even more nervous about who had to be the other way around. One day so nervous, well, Kippur, they know exactly what to do. Wait, the other way around. The more you're close to him, the more you want him. You see, Alamo, who is the Bacher that is nervous in Bittul Teira? The guy that learns most of today. The guy that battles doesn't make a difference. The more you're close to Ruchni is, the more you want. The Gemara Mefureshes. Im Shomoya Tishma. Moses. Im Shomoya Biyoshan Tishma Bechodosh. Kli Mole Marzi, Kli Kereikom Eino Marzi. The Gemara says, in Teira it's not like in the old world, an empty cup you could pour in. A full cup you can't fill it up. In Teira the Gemara says, the other way around. What? Brochus. Kli Reikom Shomoya Tishma. Kli Reikom Eino Marzi. It doesn't go in. when the cup is full, they ask me to smell how you start to fill it up. Find the eight to how to start. He's asking, if Kli Reikom ain't a machzik, so how it starts to fill up? If you stuff it in or you pour it quickly. Abba Azeg goes, Kli Reikom ain't a machzik. Kli Mole machzik. This is the way it is. Rezakum Shemazam and Geule is like what? It's not like Rumele, this is the reason we choose why. But there's another Hezbollah, we say, that, I say, I don't know the mushel, a person went to France. He saw this in France, they have these big grapes. You know these big mountains of grapes, so they make the special French wine from there. Every grape is like a watermelon. Spiders, black and green, festive grapes. He sees guys coming, picking off the grapes. Oh, he shouldn't be stopped, they will sell it now, like diamonds. So they put them on the floor, and the guys put on boots and start to step on it, like a slush. Kids are like, we should go even hot grape juice. No, they leave it there. It starts to get sour. All different little flies start to go up. I give boost that problem in France, but it didn't know so bad. So bad. The kids are okay. He says, okay, at least it will sound like vinegar. No, they take it and they put it in wood barrels and they start to put it under the ground. He says, it was Alamo Luda, the final, you make for people. You don't make a phenomenal for dead people, for grapes. And they put it there for 100 years. This person, these people die for 400 years. Before he leaves the world, he tells his kids, I tell you, there's one place that are crazy people, French. I saw that they took grapes, they stepped on them, put it in boxes and put it under the ground. I'm telling you, just don't go into this country. Now, we know that there's a process of doing wine, right? I ask you a question. When you see this, you have a question, oh, you're Meshugoyim? Oh, they're doing wine. Oh, there's nothing concussion. Right? We know it's a process. We don't see the wine. Take another 100 years. But this is the process. This is given Geulas Mitzrayim. Geulas Mitzrayim was a process. We needed to go into Mitzrayim. We have a question for the parents. We're living in this world sometimes 100 years. So who will enjoy it? Our kids. So why is he doing the grapes for his kids? What bothers it? I said, goodness, his father left him from 92 when he ate, whiskey, and he's living in the Bible. I said, goodness. Yeah, he doesn't have a question for the tenants. He has a question for the tenants. For kind of thing, very smart people are doing wine. Hashem is making from us wine. Keren Beis Yisrael. We're the wine of Hashem. The Shibud Mitzrayim was the present. The longer it works, the better wine comes. If you don't do it, you do it quickly, a little bit, push the wine. French good wine, 100, 200 years, has to be like deep, deep, down. Sour Kmosh Tzorich in the beginning. Not even so much sugar, and then it's real chashan wine. This is the geula. When we'll see the geula, we'll understand. It's nishkin kashem itatez. It was a process. We became a good wine. This is the reason when people drink wine and someone brings a better flesh of wine, what bracha we make? Hatoi ve'ameitiv. Amad nezach. Only shlatz also. First, in the bar of chocolate, comes another chocolate. Hatoi ve'ameitiv. You're so good. It's the nicest bracha that a Jewish person could do. Hatoi v'ameiti. A person drinking wine, they bring him a better wine. The Moshach, yeah? He says, Hatoi v'ameiti. Azabi zoyer. Tell us this, because in wine is the only thing, and I'm worth of that. The wine is one of the only products that comes ready. The wine, wheat, you also make from it bread. But the wheat, you can't do nothing with the wheat. It's not worth it. You don't see a guy with sugar now. Forget it. You can't eat the wheat. The grapes come already. Sweet, geschmack, you could eat them. But you could make it, you could spoil it, and then it could become better. Down and then up. You can't go up. You should go down and then up. This is a way of growth. Ilu lo nefalti, lo kamti. Ilu lo nefalti, no yitzerteino, yo yichal pirgo. Hazoyrim bedimo, berino yikzoyru. This is the way. It's not berino yikzoyru. It's hazoyrim bedimo, berino yikzoyru. Hazoyrim berino, bedimo yikzoyru. This is the way of Yiddishkeit. We're holding a new geula. We'll see it soon in the pasuk lehadia. And maybe when we celebrate the geula, the laila shel haseder, that's what we take is we put four cups of wine. And this is the way we remember. And this is the message that a person has to take from this geula. Hashem is doing the process. And the process is dear, and the process is dear. Uhu, it's hard. Uhu, it's hard. But this is what Hashem wants. A person has to know, Hashem wants to try. I had to daily say him. A person asked me a favor. Are you? Here's from the 5 towns, ask me a favor. To do this favor, I had to ask a favor from a friend of mine in Los Angeles. Now, okay, so I asked him, I called him yesterday night, and I asked him the favor. I realized that it didn't help. So I said, I have to call again today, this friend. But to call this person in Los Angeles for this favor again, to try to help him to organize this thing, it's like, could use all of my credit by my friend in his life. I thought to myself, the first person is asking me a favor, I owe him the favor. To be my own kids, the favor that he's asking, I will do it. So, you're right, maybe the favor by the other person is worth $50 million. So what? But you need to ask a favor. I'm burning all the shyness with the other person for asking him the favor. And for him it's very hard to do this favor, but he's trying. It doesn't make a difference. Hashem is squeezing the wine now. Now it's squeezed. Sometimes people have it hard. Today he skips shear. It's hard for him, yeah? So the wine today is not pressed properly. He doesn't have. Every knetch, every time that it's hard, this is the way. This is the drill. We'll go to the next pasuk. We'll see it. The first in the pasuk. Vaydavu Moshe ken b'nei Yisrael. Veloishamu el Moshe mikoytzer ruach u'me'avodah kasha. You couldn't hear that. We couldn't listen to Moshe. Mikoytzer ruach u'me'avodah kasha. Vaydavu Hashem el Moshe boydavu el Paroi. Vaydavu Moshe b'nei Hashem lemoi. Hey b'nei Yisrael loishamu elai. The Holy Gvav Yud Beis. Ve'ich ishmaeni Paroi v'ani aral tzposayim. I started. זאת רשי, זהו אחד מהעשור הקלבוחיימו שבתאילו. The first קלבוחיימו. And the question is, the first קלבוחיימו, doesn't make sense. כלל ישראל didn't listen to Moshe, ישראל, why they didn't listen? מה שהייתם פסוק? הוא מעבוי לקושה. So Moshe, if they didn't listen, Pari will not listen. But Pari doesn't have koi tzeruach avoy lekosha. This is the first kalbochayma. Trying to teach us the first time she ain't kalbochayma. Hey, Pari lo yishom ha'ela, because koi tzeruach avoy lekosha, ve'ech yishmai li Paro, and I start to... Moshayachet. There's some of us who say that Moshe didn't know that he didn't listen to koi tzeruach avoy lekosha. He was melamed tzchus, but some of us who doesn't talk nicely. So it's hard for him to listen. The Rabbi Yisrael Aibishit says a givaldi kazach. Rabbi Yisrael Aibishit says like this. Why Paroi didn't make Shevet Levi to work? Why Shevet Levi didn't work? Because Paroi knew what you say. Noitzer te'eino yeichal piri. Ve'achar ken yeitzu b'chush gomer. But if you don't go in, you don't go out. If you don't step at the wine, it doesn't become wine. As in Medimo Aberino Yikzoyu. He knew the Yisoyed. So Pari knows the Yisoyed. Mainly he said, I know the Moshiach has to be from Shevet Levi. I will not make him to work. So it'll be a catch 22. Hashem wants the Klai Yisrael working very hard. The Moshiach, but he didn't work. This was Pari's plan. I think Stami gave up on the whole. Everyone was working like dogs. There was one Shevet that was sitting there free. The Mele, Klal Yisrael told Moshe, du bist koitzer ruach v'avoyde, you have a koitzer of ruach v'avoyde kosher. You're missing ruach v'avoyde kosher. You didn't work, zog the Mele Sinai Mishit. So this is what Moshe died. Klal Yisrael don't believe that I'm the Moshiach. Because I didn't work. Pali for sure will not think that I'm the Moshiach. This is like Mele Sinai Mishit. What was the problem?
I didn't know who was from Pali's story. Could even be a mystery.
He didn't know, but he had Messiros. And that day, Alamo had a Messiros that has to be from Shevet Levi. Had a Messiros, today he's born, he doesn't know from where. We didn't explain it like last week, I was like, we had a Chumashi last week. Maybe we didn't get to it, or we got it, or we forgot. That the reason he didn't know, because the people told him the last day that they see it's mixed. Why they didn't know? Because he was brought up in Pari's house. So maybe the pictures came out not clear. It was not, you know, it was not F7, you know, it was like a Schwacher camera. So they said, again, Pari saw something not clear. They saw Israel, Mitzri, but it was also Shevet Levi there. He knew, as I stated, that when he made the Takon in the beginning, he knew that the Mashiach is Shevet Levi.
What?
I mean, look, that's the Teretz. What is saying the Teretz? What is the answer? Vayar b'sivloisom. Moshe Rabbeinu went out. Vayar b'sivloisom. Chazal say he put himself into the sivloisom. And not only that, he got so upset when he saw someone hitting, he went and he killed the Mitzri. So Moshe Vayar b'sivloisom, he took it to his heart, and it mamash disturbed him. He was a nice boy, and mainly he could have yaitze. So this is the Zalbi aside. I heard another Teretz on the Kal Vachomer. He said like this: Klal Yisrael didn't listen to him. In Kaitz of Rochel Avayda Kosher. Again, it's a remnant. A person comes to jail and he starts to tell the people, "I have a way to get out of jail. If you go left and right and right and left, and then you go up a step and five steps, and you take a left and you take a right and you take a right, you can get out of the jail." So the guy says, "What?" He said, "I'll explain to you again. You go up and left and down." The problem that the person that's saying these instructions, his mama's stuttering. He says, "You go up, till he gets to the up and then the down. We can say up, but everyone has patience. They're sitting there. The guy's telling him how to go out of jail." It's like Moshe. They were koytzer ruach v'avoy v'kosher. They didn't want to hear me, even that in such a hard matzah. So when I'll go to the king and I'm stuttering, he'll throw me out. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu meant. But the adult says, I brought a peer of Chaim Shmulevitz, the famous of Chaim Shmulevitz. Chaim Shmulevitz says, there's a Gemara in Ksuvus. The Gemara in Ksuvus says that Rav Ulish knew the language of the animals. What is the riot? The Gemara says it was a maaser. Mon says that Ulish knew the language of the animal.
So with the bird?
Mon says that Rav Ulish knew the language of the animals. What is the riot? Mon says Rav Ulish wants. Here's it. Says Rav Ulish knew the language of the animal. What? So I'm sorry. And the Oruch state that Rav Ulish knew the language of the animals. As there's the Oruch. Erech Ulish. Amoy Rohoyo, Voyodea Besfas Achayis. Kede Isse Begitin Memhei. Gemara says, Ahu Gavre Daviyoda Belishna de Tzipoyim. Most of like this. One time, Rav Ulish was in jail, and he was sitting near a person that knew the language of the animals. Ose Arva came up, Oirev, and the Kokorile, and he started to make noise. Omale Rav Ulish, Mike Omar, what the Oirev is saying? Omale Ilish Brach, it's time to run away. Omar Uva Shakronu, Veloy Samchinale. The Arabs, they're Shakronim. Also Yoina came on a person. The Kukali, Omale Maiko Omro. Omale Ulish Brach, Ulish Brach. Omar Knesset is all Kiyoina Misali. Shmamin Misrach is Lemisa. Omar Reisel, and he ran. So the Gemara says, like the old, we can't say that of Ulish knew the language of the animals. The Shaila, what is the Raya? Chupun Fakelet. He didn't know, he had to ask the guy near him. This Gemara says that he didn't know the language. So that's if he thinks that the Erev is a Shakir, it's not that the guy is also a Shakir. So why would the guy tell him, the Erev is a Shakir. So the guy tells him, he's set to run away, he runs away. The Talmud says, Rav Ulish himself heard what the bird is saying. He knew the language. So why he asked the person? Because it's a cloud. When a person is in jail, he hears what he wants to hear. They call it today, the human, you know, when you're in the desert, you're very thirsty, you see water. So there's a word, how they call it. You can see water, even if there's no water, you see the whole time water near you. You know what it is?
Mirage.
What?
Mirage.
So the Zalbazach, so the people hear. Run away, run away. So mainly he asked the guy, what do you hear? He also hears the mainly he ran away. Mainly Zalbazach, Moshe said, they had to listen to me, even if they can't listen to me, they wanted to go out of Mitzrayim. They had to hear. You're right. But they have to hear, even if I don't say it, they have to hear it. When someone says a word, they have to believe that we're going out. So the Zohar goes after. Mele, for sure, Paro, now listen to me. We'll go with Baitel. Moses Chopalev. Shake it. Chaim zok a shein evo, posik chobob. Chobob, posik chobob. Hu Aroin v'Moishe asher omar Hashem lohem hoziu es bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim al tzivo yisot. Hem ha-medabrim parim al Mitzrayim lo hoziu es bnei Yisrael me'Mitzrayim. Hu Moishe v'Aro. So Chazal say, the first time it says Hu Aroin v'Moishe. Second posik says Hu Moishe v'Aro. So Aroin v'Moishe, Moishe v'Aro. What is going on here? Who Aaron to Moshe? Who Moshe to Aaron? Zogt Rashi the second time. Rashi doesn't say that, but the Gemara Rashi says Shkulim him. Oh, the first time. Yes, we came to Shemagdim Aaron to Moshe. Yes, we came to Shemagdim Moshe to Aaron. Leimach Shkulim him. Zogt Chaim. So why? Okay. Why the first time Aaron Moshe, then Moshe Aaron? He passes out and say Aaron is older. So first Aaron Moshe, and then the second time Moshe Aaron. So we claim that. Who was the money? Moshe. Who was the talker? Aaron. But the Maaseh would have said. So the first passage that it says that it was Moitzi from Israel. So the Chiddush is that Aaron is like Moshe. So it says Aaron first. Who Aaron the Moshe? The second passage, Hamedabrim, says Moshe before Aaron. To tell Moshe Shkulim. It's a beautiful vault. That's another Gibaldic vault that Duke in this Pasuk. The Pasuk is the same time. Okay, so now we know why it says. But the Pasuk says the same thing twice. Who Aaron Moshe Sharama Loitzi sends Ram Mitzrayim? And I'm a Dabu and Paran Mitzrayim Loitzi. So the first Pasuk says, so Rashi says in Chof Zayin, Hem Shetitztavu, Hem Shekimu. It's a double Tzach Pasuk. Just the order change. And we said, he was speaking about the Moitzi, he was speaking about the talking. But the Maaseh, it's a double Tzach Pasuk. So Rashi shtolz l'chov zayin, hem ha-medabrim, hem shenitztagu, hem shekimu. So I give out the Gemara. There's a shinui. And the first time says me'eretz Mitzrayim, the second time says Mitzrayim. One difference. The first time says al tzivoyisom, the second time doesn't say al tzivoyisom. What is going on? What? First time, me'eretz Mitzrayim, the second time, Mitzrayim. The first time, al tzivoyisom. Second time, stop. That is, we said, there's two gurus. There's two gurus Mitzrayim. Was Geri Ezarcho Be'eretz Lo'elohim Arbama Yishono, 410, from the time Yaakov went out to Mitzrayim. And when it was Koshi Ashivud, was 210. And Geri Ezarcho Be'eretz Lo'elohim Arbama Yishono, Vavdu V'inu Aysa. So Arbama Yishono, they have to be there, and then it's Vavdu V'inu Aysa. Now, the ones that worked was only Gantz Klais, or Shevet Levi didn't work. But Shevet Levi, the physical Golus they had, they were in Mitzrayim. It's the goal, it's the work they didn't have. So the first pasuk it says, "Lahitzi es bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim," the physical al tzivoyisam, everyone. The second pasuk is speaking about the oil of Mitzrayim, the shibut. This Lahitzi es bnei Yisrael me'mitzrayim. It doesn't say al tzivoyisam, because the Taka Shevet Levi was not there. You think it's time? Look in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Dalet, hey, the same thing again. ולא ישמע לכם פרי ונסעתי זרק במצרים, והוצאתי את ציווי סי מארץ מצרים. ויודו מצרים, כנראה השם, והוצאתי בנישראל מתריכם, מצרים. זה לא נסיע על ציווי סי. So every day when it says that Tzivoy Yisai, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Dalet, it says, Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Dalet Pasuk Hei, V'yodu Mitzrayim, V'yotzei Zmei Yisrael Mitzrayim. We'll go a little bit to the Makis. We'll go to Makis Dam. I want to tell you something that like this you didn't learn in Cheder. It's sad that you learned in Cheder, but this you didn't learn in Cheder. Vayemer Hashem el Moshe, Emor el Aharon, Kach matcho unetea al imei Mitzrayim, al naharo yisrom, al yehoreyem. So I will see if you learn like this. Ve'al agmeyem, ve'al kol mikrim imeyem, ve'o yudam. והוא יודם בכל ארץ מצרים ובעצם ובעבורים. So everything became blood. ויעסק אל מוישה כאשר ציבו השם. ויהפך כל המים אשר באור אדום. והדוגו אשר באור מייסו. You have the פסוק ישראל זין חוף א'. והדוגו אשר באור מייסו. The fish died. ואיבא שהאור started to smell. ולא יאכלו מצרים לשתות מים מן האור. Why they could not drink water? So, why they could not drink water?
Because of the fish.
What is the shaykh of the fish? Because blood. Why have to come for the smell?
Even if they turned it over to water.
I know, so they'll turn it away from the smell. So, but why Saul had a mistake with water? Because he read, why it's because he didn't listen to the beginning. He listened only to the beginning of Chof Aleph. It looks in the passage of Chof Aleph that the purpose that they couldn't drink was because what? So the Askenim says Mefurish, like Israel. Ilu loy hoyo nivash, they could have drank it. Why? Because it was not real blood, it only was colored red. The Askenim from Balei HaTesfos. Gemara Rashi Tesfos. דאסקיינים from בעלי התאיס, לא לגמור רשי, אבל דאסקיינים from בעלי התאיס, כי אף שמריס את דם תומר יומיים. כן משמע. זאת אומרת, זה יפרק את why it's called מקס דם, and had to call מקס smell. זה יפרק את זה, ואם כן, it's not blood, it's red.
That's according to
Tut banana. Because they it was called, it was red.
But even though it say it was blood.
But he says that it was not. I mean, so we'll get to the pshat. First we're learning tastes. Fake the akasha, don't call it makas dam, I call it makas smell. Nearly, if you say avosha, ain't any keras. But dam nika. Small, you can't point out. But be'etzem, the makas was smell. But we will try to learn, the world learns Fakir. The world learns that the person came to Mafkir from the Das Kenim. Hashem came to be Mafkir from the Das Kenim. Why the person put that dog ash on the oil meso? Don't think that it would look like bread. It was real blood. This is the reason the fish died. First time chatting the person. Why this person came in the middle? Because the person is up-touching what kind of blood it was. It was the blood that killed fish. Fakir does stay there in the pasuk. It's not pshat the tov in the pasuk. About that, we could learn another pshat. That by that time it was real blood. But Mitzrayim drink real blood also. The goyim, the Gemara says, Nachshon Shalom Kotzamem. They, I know they eat bugs. They eat all these animals. Sushi, all these achim. They eat, they eat. Yes, they eat. Go and eat these achim.
Real sushi.
What?
Real sushi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know what they eat, but they go and eat sushi. They go and eat sushi. That's basic. Huh? So the men, they drink blood. People eat sushi, they drink blood also. So what? So why the male, they didn't drink because it smelled. What's the nafkimina? We have a nafkimina in Pasuk Chof Dalet. Open Pasuk Chof Dalet. Vayachdu hu kol Mitzrayim sviva sayoyu maim lishtois ki lo yuchlu ishais mi mea yoyu. They dig all over to find new blood. The question is, why they dig? It says that every water in Mitzrayim became red, right? So what will help them that they dig around the yoyu? But the water that will come out will also be red.
If you take water from a well, there's no fish in there.
Oh, very good. If the problem was the smell, so they dig. They knew that the new thing would be red, but will not smell. The kasha developed as the kasha. What they taught, they will dig somewhere else. What it will help. So the Bel Bavaski learns, they taught that the chaluis din maka is only in the first day. Not 7 days it turns consistent to blood. What was there the first day got red. If new water will be created, it's not red. But it's chiddush because the Maisa says that even water inside the trees, so the water of the well inside the ground also became red. But the Torah says, but it didn't smell. It was very gishmak.
So why didn't they drink it?
What?
So why didn't they drink it?
Then said they didn't. They said they didn't. But Yahweh from Mitzrayim will say, oh, my mishnah. More than that, it says that when they bought water from cloudy soil, when the mitzvah got it, became red, right? So the question is, so I'm saying, now if they bought, it stayed water, but if they didn't buy, it stayed blood. So what power did? Power bought also? Still not. So what did you drink? Drink blood. I didn't smell. When he took from a yid, it didn't smell. If you took from a yid the blood, so the yid had water, didn't smell, right? So it turned to be blood.
Maybe with this.
When the yid, the main question is the meister lefi dishtik oteh, but lefi. So the yid didn't have it red, so also didn't have the smell. That's the shaila.
I don't know.
So some others ask. So klapi the yidin. So stamakash. So why the fish died? No, why the fish died? Remember the fish are yidin or go on the if you say the clap in the yidin was water, so the fish could live in the water. Well, that's the question.
That was the water.
Yeah, but the chatez of the fish has to...
So it just smelled the water.
But the yidin didn't smell?
No.
The fish is dead.
Just like it could make sense that blood turns the water, water can turn to blood. Why can't it make sense that should be a smell? Yeah,
yeah, but that's the fish.
In Gaishan, the fish died?
What?
The fish died.
Oh, so maybe they had water in Goshen because so there's also they could come there and they won't smell like it. So the mitzvah could take water from there and they won't smell like it. So there's enough water for the mitzvah.
And the mark was over everything.
The
fish.
Nice and
saying
all the water comes from the air.
Right, so how
does
it smell?
Everything.
Even the shadows. What is the tag of the smell when the way? What is it going to do? Cut me that with that for Ribo Shabbos Trachman. We'll finish one of the Zachos. It's very spät. But I'm saying it's a chiddush because the Welt learns Alamon Mishnah that you couldn't drink blood and Grado was a market. But we have first said that you couldn't drink it completely. We're saying that it was blood, but even so, the reason was like the Daskeni.
You can't live on blood, it's not like a
Shmack
drink. I'm sad that they drink.
But the Maizah, the Yenizim and the Zir, stayed
Mishnah.
But Yenizim and the Zir stayed like all Gulin and Cheder. The Chafu Mitzrayim, Chazron and Aro, and Mu'el Lishtois. When the mice, the water that came out, but they digged also came out red, and they also might they cannot drink it. It says that what is the next market? Tzfardea. Chazal say the more you hit the tzfardea, more things get. Like the stipler, so why they hit it? Like the stipler, this is chaos. Person is angry, he goes out, he stabs a guy, the taxi driver skips him, he stabs him. I will sit in jail at Rachmish. At Rachmish, this is chaos.
It's just a material. You see, they just said
they were very smart. They built pyramids.
Yeah, but you see, they ran into the when the but you see, it's Mitzrayim. They kept on seeing everyone running, and they also ran.
Sina. Now, one Mazach state. So I'm unfortunately being down that Mesu first of all the Pasuk. Look in Pasuk. Look in Pasuk Chofches. Zayin Chofches. V'shorat zayoyr tzvardein. V'olu ubor bebeisecho b'chadar mishkovcho al mitoscho ube'amcho ube'tanurecho ube'mashoresecho. It's all the areas that the frags come in. Now look in Pasuk Ches. Pasuk Tes. V'yas Hashem kidvar Moshe v'yamusu atzvardein min abatim min achatzeroys u'min asadoys. What happened to the Tanuri? Zogim Mefarshim. So the late in time, they died already before, yeah? They were dead, yeah? But the Chazal, I think, I saw Mefarshim say, Pshat, the ones that were so nefesh to go into the oven, they didn't die. Hashem let them go back to the water. What's that?
Insurance.
Just what you want. Thank you.